LaBarca's collection is in the tens of thousands.
I still want to hear Motown singing Italian.
Next week, I got Motown in Italian, believe it or not. All the original Motown singers. In the 60s, there was a habit of re-recording with the original instrumentation your original song in a foreign language to be released in that particular part of the world. Well, today,
it
doesn't matter.
English, yeah.
It's all in English. Yeah. You go to Italy, you hear all, you know, Christina Aguilera, you hear everybody over there. But we also have some great Italian singers. And here's a guy that my show introduced to this country. Not that I want to brag, but his fan club acknowledges me under my original theme that the name of the show, which goes back to 72, that everyone knows, but I can't say. Oh!
You mean the Italian house party?
No, I can't say that.
No, you can't say that.
That was it.
I can't say that. But this is Festival.
I like
Italiano.
I like the new name.
Well, that's also my name.
Yeah, I like
this
name. I
gave that to the festival we started in 84.
You told me your house was a festival every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Where was I getting?
You released. You found a man that was
in 1994. I went to a. Don't laugh at me.
Where would he be if we weren't here to keep him?
I don't know. This ADD is kicking in big time today. Let me tell you. I went to a record store in Sorrento in 1994 when I went to Italy, and a very nice lady who spoke English very, very beautifully with a nice. She reminded me of Sophia Loren. She was tall and gorgeous, and I met Sophia Loren. You know, I held her hand. When I worked at Radio City Music Hall, walking her down the grand staircase in the foyer when she opened up there in a film called, it was about a kibbutz in Israel, Jude. Not Nahay Jude, but it was Jude. And it was her name. And she was there. All the guys were taking pictures, and she was scared. And I was tall. I'm 6'2 and a half. She was about 6.
You don't still have the pictures, do you, John?
No, man.
I want to see her on the show.
I took her out the back way.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Innie or Audi?
Audi. What? Will you stop, Bill? That
wasn't
Vince
me.
The mayor.
That was Storm.
That was Storm, Elliot Storm. Anyway, I have this great song, and I'm listening to this guy, and I said, he's going to be a monster hit, and I have to bring him back. And I played him, and it was Andrea Bocelli. And here he is. Right after the Gypsy Kings, I thought this would be apropos. Besame mucho. Give me a kiss. Come here. Billy! Billy, don't run away! Billy, get back here!
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho. Miedo a perderte, perderte después. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Miedo a perderte, perderte después. Quiero tenerte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo ya estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho. tengo miedo a perderte, perderte después.
There's a bonus track in there that he did live. That's another good one. You know, what can I say about Andrea Bocelli? But the only thing, and when I hosted the very first concert he did in this country, it was something I helped CPTV with. I was on the air with them, and we were raising money for a video that he did. All right, his family at the time around the table drinking wine because he comes from the Umbria, Tuscany region of Italy, where all the great wine is made. Have you been there, Billy?
No, Bill Finch? I remember the video. You saw the video.
Yeah. Bill Finch is the mayor of the city of Bridgeport. He's my special guest, along with my dear friend and veteran and fellow brother from Vietnam, Elliot Storm, who wrote the book, These Scars Are Sacred. Now, what I want you to do right now, if you have a computer, is... go to my website, and I'll give you a link to the, I can't say that word, but it's johnlabarca.net, johnlabarca.net. Talks about Mayor Bill Finch being my guest today, and Elliot Storm, and there's a link.
Why can't you just go to your house party?
I can't.
What?
It's, well, I can't say it. Shut up, will you? You're going to get, I'm going to tell your wife.
They give me trouble.
I'll tell my son, you know how he is. Anyway, listen, you go to my website, all right? There's a lot of things going on there because after 11 o'clock, I'm going to continue on the radio till 1. And on the web, we'll be broadcasting on the web. That's the newest thing.
It's the way to go. I mean, I have my little BlackBerry here, and I could walk around listening to you.
You can listen to me
anywhere,
on the web.
Wirelessly.
There's no such thing as miracles.
There are miracles. He's got it in his BlackBerry.
You know, just stop and think for a second. With the technology we carry around with us, what a wonderful time to live.
It's a miracle.
Apollo 13, trying to get back to the Earth, had a fraction of the computing power that I'm holding here between my two fingers. And the lives of the three astronauts were hanging in the balance on computer power is less than we take for granted in our pockets. It's
You're
amazing.
So right. Hearing aids were more digitally enhanced than the computers they used.
Sure.